For every dentist that has ever advised not to crush ice or hard candy with one's teeth, they will not want to meet Steve Smith. His teeth are the main attraction, and what results from each of his shows is sure to make a dentist squirm, and perhaps you as well. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
We've interviewed people with plenty of interesting stories over the years. Perhaps Steve Schmidt has the most unusual job description.
I bend iron, and I bend a lot of things with my teeth. I pull trains and tractor trailers, and I lift people with my teeth. I lift lots of things with my teeth, concrete blocks and weights and lots of different things.
Yes, Steve is known to wrap a piece of leather around a metal object, clamp down on it with his teeth, and then grab the opposite end with his arms and bend it 180 degrees.
Well, I'm doing one today. It's 1/2 inch by 1 inch, 3.5 foot long. That's one of the heaviest bars I bend. I have done a 3/4 inch round bar.
Nails, bolts, horseshoes, iron bars, even skillets have all been bent by Steve's teeth and arms. People often ask, what kind of dental work Steve's had?
Nothing. I haven't been to dentist in 10 years.
Steve says this really isn't a full-time job, although it may seem that way.
I'm a cattle farmer. That's what I do, raise cattle.
Besides bending metal with his teeth, he also pulls things by clamping his molars down on a chain or rope. For instance, he's trying to beat his own record pulling pickups.
Last year I did 9. This year I'm going for 10. These are full-size pickups, too. They weigh right at 6,000. We usually put a few people in there. So they're full-size pickups. They're not little bitty Rangers or anything.
You can find Steve in many videos on the Internet. He says there are many strong men in the world, but he's the only one performing such feats with his teeth. What's the next feat on his list?
I want a plane. I want a cargo plane. Anybody out there got a cargo plane sitting around? I want to see if I can pull it.
He's a strong man with strong teeth. Amazing audiences across the continent. Traveling the countryside in Leslie, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.